AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's a development in the investigation of classified documents seized from former President Trump's Florida home. Mike Gracia with details.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit has lifted a judge's hold, preventing the Justice Department from evaluating the classified records seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon had temporarily barred investigators from continuing to use the documents in an ongoing investigation as the Justice Department evaluates whether to bring criminal charges. The government appealed the hold, arguing its investigation had been impeded by the order. Last month, the FBI seized roughly 11,000 documents, including about 100 with classified markings, during a court-authorized search of Mar-a-Lago. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the UN General Assembly today.
We didn't provoke this war. We held 88 rounds of talks in various formats to prevent this war.
Zelensky says peace will now require Russia be punished.
Punishment for the crime of aggression. Punishment for violation of borders and territorial integrity. Punishment that must be in place until the internationally recognized border is restored.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a mobilization of reservists. That sparked rare protests across the country, leading to almost 1,200 arrests. Meantime, there's word from family members that two U.S. military veterans captured fighting alongside Ukrainian forces have been released as part of a prisoner exchange. The Federal Reserve has raised its key interest rate again, 0.75 point. Chair Jerome Powell.
Using our tools to bring inflation back down to our 2% goal and to keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored.
Stocks fell on the news. The Dow and the S&P down 1.7%, the Nasdaq 1.8%. This is AP News. Julie Walker has a story from Southern California of a blind dog named Caesar who had to be rescued after falling into a deep hole at a construction site last night.
The action unfolded with ABC 7 Los Angeles reporting from its helicopter overhead.
Very frightened now, coming up to the surface. There he is. There's the dog.
And on the ground, the blind 13-year-old dog reunited with its grateful owner, Mary, who lives next to the construction site that Caesar wandered onto. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustine says this was a difficult rescue in a 15-foot deep, 3-foot wide hole.
Confined space rescues are low frequency, high risk.
Rescuers hooked up a series of ropes and pulleys, lowered a member down, and got Caesar out safely. I'm Julie Walker.
Caesar is reported to be healthy and uninjured, though he did have to shake off a heavy coat of dust. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.